Art Fair Confidential, the Be in the Know podcast for the art curious. Join the creators of Art Expo New York and Spectrum Miami Art Fairs as they delve into the passions of art collectors, the creative spirit of artists, the how-tos of a successful art business, and the importance of art in today's world with interviews, discussions, and collaborations. Sponsored by Art Business News.
This is not the first time I've been involved in an art fair, but it's the first time I've been independently involved with an art fair. Previously, I've had my work shown in art fairs through galleries. I recently moved here from Oakland, California, and I relocated my studio to Liberty Station. And Redwood Art Foundation selected four artists from Liberty Station to participate in this exhibition. Oh, well, why I did it is it was a part of being involved with the art fair here, and I got to meet the kids and work with them on sculpture projects. It was a really, truly enriching experience for me. I'm a retired university professor, so I'm used to teaching adults, not children so much, but the kids are great. And I think the projects that they ended up doing, the wood projects, were really beautiful, and they seemed to enjoy it quite a bit. But this series is the Desire series. It's Wishes, and it sprang from a much larger piece that I created during the pandemic. That is 7 feet in diameter, made out of stainless steel and powder coated. It's on display at the Museum of Sonoma County up in Santa Rosa, California. And while I was working on that, because it's 7 feet in diameter, it's during COVID, I couldn't have anybody working with me in my studio. It was a solo endeavor. It took about a year to complete that project. I was eager to do some smaller pieces. Once I got my studio established here in San Diego last February and brought the materials down, got to work on this series, it relates to that. And they're rather whimsical pieces, almost like Dandelion that's about to blow away. So I wanted to have this movement in it. All of the steel elements are curved, and each one of these 10 pieces, they're all very similar, yet they're all different. They're individual, but they're the same. Sort of like human beings, we're all the same, and we're all different. How was last night? Last night was, during the day, it was nice and quiet, sort of a steady stream of people coming through. And then last night, during the VIP reception, there were a lot of people through, so a lot of interaction, and I got to meet some interesting people and chatted a whole lot. And hopefully people will come back and visit me at my studio at Liberty Station. Oh, I think participating in this art fair is really great exposure. And we get a number of people coming through Liberty Station on a regular basis, which is great exposure out there too, but not at this level, in this concentrated level. And these people are all here because they're interested in art. And a lot of people have come with their checkbooks and ready to buy artwork. So yes, I would definitely recommend other artists to participate in the art fair. It's a great experience. Well, if you come to the art fair, be sure to look at all of the booths and all of the artists and the artwork, and enjoy what's here. There's quite a variety of different art styles and price ranges, and it's a very fun event.
Listen to more of the Art Fair Confidential podcasts at redwoodartgroup.com/podcasts. And we'd love to hear your feedback as well as suggestions for new topics. Just drop us a note at info@redwoodartgroup.com or or click on the comments box at the bottom of the podcast website page. Remember to stay in the know. Join us next time for more Art Fair Confidential.